I called the Alamo in San Antonio in honor of our battle tonight with the Spurs. Get a load of the whistle talker aspect of this guy.
Okay.
Monty, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just have a few questions. I'm coming in from out of town.
Uh-huh.
And are you the guy I need to talk to?
About what?
Just about where I'm going, parking, you know, all that basic stuff.
Okay. When's your ETA? When are you going to get here?
Well, I'm going to get there on Monday, actually.
Monday?
Yes.
Okay. And you're driving?
Yeah, driving from Dallas.
Okay, down the super slab, down I-35, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're real easy to get to. When you start getting into San Antonio, just keep on I-35.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a bend to the right once you get into the city, and it's going to intersect with I-37.
Sure.
Yeah, take a left. It's going to, it says to Corpus or like that. And once you're on I-37, you only go about maybe a mile and a half, and you take the Commerce Street exit, take a right on Commerce, and probably four or five blocks down is Alamo Street. You take a right on Alamo, and we're right there.
Okay,
got that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all it is.
Okay, and how much is parking normally around the area?
Depends on where you go. The closer you are to the Alamo, the more expensive it gets. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that sound is.
What's that?
Rude, isn't it? Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know what that sound is. You hear that?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm getting something really weird on this one. Okay. The closer to the Alamo you get, the more expensive it is. It can run you, anywhere between $5 to $15 a day. Like that.
Okay.
Good
Lord.
Okay.
All right. And if I'm taking my parents down there, and is there some sort of senior discount or what? How much do tickets cost normally?
To the Alamo?
Yes.
Cheapest date in town. We run on donations. We're free.
You're kidding me.
Not even any tax money involved.
Holy moly.
Yeah. We're run by a bunch of women for the last 104 years.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as restaurants and places to eat, is there something inside or?
We're surrounded by restaurants.
Okay.
The Riverwalk is about 140 yards from here. There's a bunch of restaurants on that. The Mexican Market's a lot of fun. Once you park your car, the best way to get around is the trolley system,
okay.
The streetcar things. And right across the street from the Alamo is the best kept secret in San Antonio, the Visitor Information Center. Smallest sign on the plaza.
Okay.
I think they're hiding out. But if you can find them, they give you streetcar schedules, maps, all kinds of stuff there. So once you're here, you're pretty much set.
Is there a cheesecake factory around? My dad really likes that.
Don't worry about the cheesecake factory. There's a delicatessen real close to us, Shiloh's.
Okay.
I'm sure they would have something like that.
Okay.
The visitor center would know more about cheesecake than I would.
Oh, okay. Are you a resident down there?
Yeah.
What do you think the top 4 or 5 restaurants are down there?
Oh, there's several good ones.
Time waster.
For steaks, Morton's is right close to us, but you're going to pay, quite a bit of money for that.
Morton's?
Yeah. And Boudreaux's is another top joint.
Boudreaux's.
Several other places. You can check with the visitor center and get an idea.
Okay.
On top of the Tower of the Americas is a pretty good restaurant now.
Is there pizza down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's several pizza joints. Handmade pizza joints down on the street. So you buy the slice or... other piece of business around here.
Okay.
The visitor center can tell you all that stuff and more.
Okay.
We have a little trade magazine for the tourism industry here, and it's full of ads and stuff and information.
And how long's a general tour take of the Alamo?
Well, we have three buildings to see. We do history talks. We have a 15-minute film to see.
Okay.
Or catch one of the history talks and understand what's going on. The IMAX movie over in the River Center Mall, which is right next to us, has a pretty good 48-minute version of the Alamo dramatic presentation. Our film is a documentary. So our history talks are pretty good, depending on who you get. We do those every 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you've been a big help.
Well, good. Any more questions, call us back.
I will. We'll thank you very much.
All righty.
All right. You have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Woo!